We're learning Hilchos Tefillah. We're learning the new chapter, which is entitled Kodem Shispalel Sorech Lishot. Before a person davens, a person needs to prepare themselves. Specifically, says the Mechaber, that Yisha Sha'achas Kodem Shiyokim Lispalel. A person should get to shul early, an hour earlier, to prepare themselves to daven the Shemoneh Esrei, Kedei Shiyachavin Libo L'makom. In order that when they daven, they should be able to concentrate and devote their heart directly toward Hashem. And by doing so, one is able to accomplish this by the proper preparations, by coming early. Also, v'sha'achas achar tefillah. After the Shemoneh Esrei, after the davening is complete, it's advised, which is actually a quote from a Mishnah, to spend an hour after davening as well. Shalotehen nireis olav kemasoi. It shouldn't look like a burden, shemaher latzeis mimen, that you're just quickly finishing up the davening and then moving on to your next topic, your next thing that you're doing in your day. Rather, you should spend an extra hour after davening to prepare yourself. After you've finished, also the same thing. So the Mishnah Berurah tells us this is a very difficult task, certainly to ask anyone to spend 3 hours, as it means also to spend an hour during the davening. So you have an hour before, an hour of davening, and an hour afterwards. And if you'd multiply that by the three tefillos of Shachris, Mincha, and Maariv, that's your day right there. That's 9 hours. So the Mishnah Berurah tells us, Miu ze hachasidim. These are the people who are extremely pious in their actions. However, this is not something which is expected upon most people in this world. With Shar, with regard to everyone else, most people, Sharam, Dai b'sham u'etas. It's good enough. Shah literally means an hour, but it means at least a small moment of time. Sheyisha kodem shiascha. That you should at least, instead of just jumping right into the davening, you should have a little bit of a time to reflect. And how much time does the Mishnah Berurah advise that we should have? Fortunately, not an hour, but shehu kedei hiloch shmona tefachim. It's enough for a person to walk the distance of 8 hand breaths, which, as a tefach, which is the size of one's fist, is approximately 3 to 4 inches. So let's pretend it's 3 inches, which would mean 2 feet. Basically, only a couple of seconds, just enough to walk a couple of feet. But the significance of this, again, is that when a person davens, not to just jump into the davening, but to give at least a moment of thought and clarity of exactly what you're doing at this particular moment. The Mechaber continues and says that lo yamod lispalel el b'aim of hachna. When a person stands to daven Shemoneh Esrei, it should only be done with a certain level of emo, with a certain level of fear and humility. Lo mitoch sechok, not with joking around right before it, to kalosrosh, or lightheadedness, udevarim betalim, or things which are really just a waste of time. Lo mitoch kas, also you're not supposed to daven when you're angry. El mitoch simcha. Rather, the time that a person is supposed to daven, the emotion that a person should have right before davening, is simcha, is joy. That's how a person is supposed to daven. And it's brought down in the Mishnah Berurah with regard to having kavana, that the Arizal, the great Ari, who probably knew how to daven Shemoneh Esrei by heart, he nonetheless, ha'yimispal b'toch hasidur, he would never be found davening the Shemoneh Esrei by himself without a sitter. He would always use a sitter, the Arizal. Why would he use a sitter? What's the significance of it? He knew the prayer by heart, obviously. He's a great sage. Kadesh Yechavin Ode. Because he considered that by using a sitter, it had a double purpose. One of them is for them, he could always direct his attention to it. It would help him have the proper kavana. By being able to focus along and follow along in the sitter, it was able to keep him on task. And that to divert his mind by someone who was just not using the sitter but just saying it by heart. Also, a person generally would say the davening by heart. It's possible that you'd be saying it so fast you might even be missing a few words. By davening from a sitter, a person says the Ari Zal was able to say every single word and to say it properly. It was also brought down by other sages who are more contemporary that they say that also when it comes to the benching. There's a difference between benching, even though we all know it by heart. If we bench by heart, it may only take like 30 seconds. For some reason, if you use a bencher, it takes a few minutes. And unfortunately, it's a problem because we're not benching properly. without the mention. And therefore, taking the words of the Arizal, that is better to actually look inside, even if you know something by heart. Gam, but also the Arizal, for a second reason, would be meticulous to use a sitter. Shlol habliya nikuda, so that he would not swallow up any of the vowels. By looking inside, he would be able to say each word as they should be said. However, v'kol lefima shemargo adam benasho, it all depends on yourself. For a person who has the ability to daven better without a sitter, with their eyes closed, and be able to concentrate, then that's fine. But a person has to know their motives, the motivations of why they are using a sitter or not. Okay, the Mishnah Berurah continues, quoting the words of the Shulchan Aruch, that it was said that we're supposed to daven with a certain level of fear and humility. And the reason for this is actually based on a verse. Shnemar, as it says, Ivdu es Hashem b'yira. That when we serve God, it's supposed to be done with yira, with fear. And what does it mean to serve Hashem? Ivdu, how do we serve Hashem? Hainu hatfil. When it says avoda, it's referring specifically to our davening. Shehilanu b'makam avoda, because nowadays, without the Beis HaMikdash, where we cannot bring offerings, we can't bring karbanos, our davening is in place of those sacrifices. And therefore, also a sabihiru. It should be done with fear. However, it says it should be done with fear, and it should not be done jokingly. So the Mishnah Berurah wonders, it doesn't make sense, because they've already told they're supposed to daven with fear, then obviously you're not supposed to daven right after joking around, or with lightheadedness. So the Mishnah Berurah tells us, Rotzalomer de mitzvah min amuchar, she'ein omdim el mitoch eim avachna. The best way to daven is to daven with a proper sense of fear and humility. However, unfortunately, kivan she'ein kol echad yachol lihizaher, lichanis b'libo hachna ve'ema, not everyone has the ability to put within their hearts these emotions, to daven to Hashem in such a way with proper fear and humility. Therefore, the Mishnah Berurah continued and states that then at least, at the very least, if you can't daven with a proper fear, then don't do anything negative. At least daven with simcha, and not to daven with any negative emotions attached to it. Continue with one last halacha. The Mechaber says that ain olden l'spalel mitoch din lo mitoch halacha. A person should not daven immediately after they were in a court case or immediately after learning some difficult halacha. Why not? Because shleihei libo tardba. Because if you just learn something, a sophisticated piece, something which was really interesting and it preoccupied your mind, you're going to be thinking about it during the davening when you should be thinking about the davening. And therefore you shouldn't even learn halacha, deep levels of halacha, we're going to see what that means, elo mitoch halacha psuka. Rather you're supposed to learn laws which are very clear cut, without tremendous depth. Hainu, says the Ramah, that's also mitoch simcha, that's also joy, because we said you're supposed to daven with joy. So you're supposed to daven with joy, or you're supposed to daven after learning halacha. We know the Pasuk says the Ramah, Pekudi Hashem Yishar Misam Chilev, that learning Torah is something which causes one's heart to be joyful. And therefore, the goal, a person learns, will inevitably cause that person to have simcha. However, says the Mishnah Berurah, that im osak bepilpul halacha, that skil matzibur espalel yispali mahem. What happens if you didn't follow the Mechaber? You're in the middle of a very deep discourse of Jewish law, or let's say you're learning something very difficult, and all of a sudden you see there's a minyan. So the question is, should you daven with a minyan? Perhaps you shouldn't, because your mind is preoccupied with all the things you're learning. Says the Mishnah Berurah, since there's a minyan, nowadays you should still daven with them. And unfortunately, the next line explains why a person should do so. He says, a prat achshav, specifically nowadays, because we don't have the proper concentration with our davening to start with. So to discourage you from davening because your mind's preoccupied with learning, who says you're going to have the proper kavana anyway? The only time the halacha states this is that you shouldn't start off this way. However, if you would encounter a minion after have learning this subject matter, you certainly are able to dabble with a minion, again, because of the Arena Sadoros, because the generations we live in, that we do not have the same level of kavana, the same level of concentration as the previous generations who even prepared the davening an hour before and an hour afterwards, but nonetheless, as much as we're able to do, so that's as much as we're able to do.